Speak with power, lead with presence, build your confidence. Meet Central Florida's charisma coach. Welcome to the Mary Gardner Show. Now, here's Mary.
Hey, everybody. It's Mary Gardner. Welcome to the Mary Gardner Show. It is so good to have you here today. We are going to have an amazing time. You're going to have to take notes today, I think, but it's going to be great. Today, we're going to talk about how you can change your life in one decision. There's a famous quote that says that most people live lives of quiet desperation. And when you really think about that, that's so heartbreaking, isn't it? Because so many people are walking around feeling stuck. They're functioning, they're surviving, they're showing up. But deep down, they know that this is not the life that I had imagined. And here's the truth that I want to talk to you about today, and I want you to hear it, that you can change your life at any minute. Not someday, not when things calm down, not when the perfect opportunity comes up, but you can change your life in 1 minute with one decision. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. If I called you on the phone right now and I said, oh my gosh, guess what? Guess what? You just won the lottery. Oh my gosh, you're a millionaire. This is so exciting. What are you going to do? And if I called you right now and told you that and asked you that, how would you feel? Well, you'd feel ecstatic, of course. You'd feel relieved. You'd feel hopeful, calm, empowered. But your circumstances wouldn't have changed yet, but your internal state would change instantaneously. And so that's the point. It only takes one decision, one belief, and one shift in perspective. And that is how lives turn around. I've seen it so many times. Today, we're going to talk about how to jumpstart your life, how to jumpstart your business, how you can get yourself into a stronger financial position by understanding one essential skill, sales. And before you tune out, because you don't think sales is for you, let me say this, that if you've ever wanted to be a coach, a consultant, a speaker, if you've ever wanted to start a business, grow a business, or simply feel more confident to ask what you're worth, sales is not a dirty word. Sales is communication. Sales is confidence. And sales is belief. And today I'm bringing on a guest that has trained thousands and thousands of people all over the world to do this ethically, confidently, and successfully. Today I'm talking with one of the most respected sales trainers and business coaches in the world. Joe Peachy is the CEO and co-founder of Peachy & Peachy, a firm ranked among the top sales training organizations globally. And over the last 30 years, Joe has worked directly in the trenches selling, coaching, helping thousands of entrepreneurs, sales professionals, and business owners sharpen their skills. He's known for his practical, no-nonsense approach, building confidence, booking more sales, navigating through conversations and mastering human behavior to grow your business. He coaches leaders, trains teams, speaks internationally. And Joe knows that success just isn't about motivation. It's about consistent actions that deliver measurable results. We're not only talking sales techniques. We're talking about how to push forward, set goals, build discipline, and make your life work. Joe, thank you so much for joining me today. It is such a pleasure and an honor to talk to you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm honored to be on your show. So let's get started.
I know, man. I told everybody around here, I was like, we're going to have some fun. This man is a hustler, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to learn some stuff today. So I know that a lot of people right now are a little bit dull. There's so many things going on in the world. And, you know, you could get depressed if you turn on social media or the news. And the thing that I've always been so impressed about you is that you put your head down and you work it. So first, I want to talk about why is sales important to a person that may have a business or coaching or consulting or want to do that and change their life and have a business. Why are sales important?
Well, number one, the only thing that generates revenue in the business. Marketing costs money. Development costs money, website costs money, building out buildings costs money, manufacturing costs money, but the only thing that generates revenue for a company is sales. And so most companies or individuals leave that to the end. So many times I sit across the table from whether it's a CEO, director of sales, entrepreneur, business owner, and they've gotten everything else done, and then they look at me and they realized that the one thing they left off the table was the strategy, process, and skills for selling.
Right. But you know that when people hear the word sales, they immediately think pressure, manipulation, used car salesman. Why is that outdated in today's world?
Well, there's two different types of sales. One is transactional, and that's the one that you just talked about. You know, the guy in the big belt buckle and the white shoes and the high pressure and the one you see on TV. That's not real sales. Sales is consultative. 85% of all sales happens between the 6th and the 15th contact.
Wow.
And so building rapport, really being more concerned about the needs and the desires and the timeline of the prospective client, and then business will close when they're ready.
Yeah, when they're ready. That's so important. Now, I know that there are a lot of people who are introverts that are actually in sales. You always think it's going to be that cheerleader type, that rah-rah, big personality. But you've worked with introverts, shy people, purpose-driven professionals. What do they misunderstand most about sales?
Well, I think the biggest issue is they think that sales is about your low-hanging fruit, your warm leads, word of mouth. And that's all fine. But at the end of the day, that stops. So it's really transitioning from an inbound mentality to having the structure and the process and the skills to take your business outbound. Once they can do that, then the law of numbers kicks in.
Okay. You're talking outbound. Give me an explanation what you mean.
Okay. I would say predominantly most of the people I talk to, they'll say, well, Joe, you know, I really get a lot of referrals and all my business comes from inbound leads. Well, I know that outbound is when you have to generate your own leads. You have to pick up the phone. You may have to navigate the gatekeeper. You have to get to the decision maker. Then you have to have a consultative sales meeting. Then you move to a proposal. And then it's the ongoing follow-up. So it's instead of waiting for it to come to you, being able to go out and get it.
It sounds like you're using a lot of strategy, but it also sounds a bit like a system. So the outbound, you said, to pick up the call. So this is cold calling. What do you train people, like if they've never done sales before, but they have something that they found, they want to import a product into the United States, or maybe they're starting a coaching business and they want to do that. How do you suggest that they just, how do they start? That's like overwhelming.
Well, there's three pots, so to speak. There's the warm lead, there's the hot lead, there's the cold lead. No matter where the leads come from, you still have to have great messaging. You have to have value propositions that qualify the other person. So when you do a meeting, you're not pushing, you're only meeting needs. And so the whole thing says whether you have a great product, a great service, whether you're a great speaker, great trainer. I know that one of our verticals is we do work with speakers, coaches, trainers, and consultants that want to make money. And the majority of speakers, trainers, coaches in America do not make a full-time income, not because they're not talented, but because they don't know how to go out and get paying clients. So whatever your product is, whatever your service is, believe it or not, it will not sell itself.
Yeah.
Someone has to sell something for someone to make money.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I know that if it were a coach or salesperson, I know one of the things you've got to do is qualify. Like, you've got to be selling to the right person. I know that there have been people that have tried to sell me network marketing things before, and I'm like, wait, you didn't even ask me if I need a hair transplant, or you didn't even ask me if I'm looking for, you know, a supplement that's going to fix something that I don't have, you know? So you've got to find out if the person is interested in your product, obviously, if they are in the market. How do you do that? How do you pre-qualify somebody before you pick up the phone and talk to them?
Okay, so not to go against what you just said, but I don't pre-qualify anyone.
Okay.
So let's say I was calling you, and I saw in your LinkedIn profile that you are a presentation coach,
yep.
consultant, probably the best in America. And I would just pick up the phone and call you, and I'd say, is this Mary?
Yes,
it hey, is. Mary, this is Joe Peachy of Peachy & Peachy. Did I catch you at a bad time?
Well, I don't know, Joe. Tell me what you do.
I specialize in working with speakers, coaches, trainers, and consultants to help them monetize their talent and intellectual property.
Okay. Tell me more.
Now, you just qualified yourself.
Yeah.
If you would have said, I don't want to make money.
Right. Who doesn't? Who's going to say that?
Then you don't qualify for my time, and I don't qualify for your time.
Right. Okay.
So now we have a thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've led with what benefits I provide. And so in our sales boot camp, that, by the way, it's been ranked the number one sales training workshop in the world by Global Gurus 4 years in a row.
Wow.
We're hoping this year is the fifth. Wow. But on day three, we'll have 24 people we allow, and they're come from 20 different industries, entry level to 35 years experience.
Mm.
And we work on scripting. And I know your audience is going, but I hate scripting. Mm-hmm. Hey, the best actors in the world are Italian. Okay? You
yep.
got Pacino, you got Stallone, you got all. And so they're all scripted. And
yeah.
so we script. And on day three, they'll all get on the phone and we'll have a 75% conversion to appointment. In the B2B market, we'll get you 96% of the gatekeepers because it's very clear.
Clarity.
On what we're saying, and mm-hmm. we're not doing it out of emotion or personality.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it out of strategy and skill.
Yeah. And the clarity really does sell when you can communicate very effectively. That is a person that can sell. And so I know I've been able to tell the same story over and over and over to get in doors. And so I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. We're going to take a break right now. And we're going to come back and talk more to Joe Peachy about how you can change your life by learning the most important skill in business, sales. Stay right with us and hear a word from our amazing sponsors.
Where voice meets vision. Welcome back to the Mary Gardner Show. Now let's get back into the studio. Here's Mary.
Hey, everybody. It's Mary Gardner. We're talking about the one skill that you need to learn in the new world because we're living in a world of AI and so many different jobs are being replaced now by artificial intelligence. And we're in a world also where people definitely need connection. And we're talking to one of the world's or the world's top sales trainer in the world, Joe Peachy. And Joe talked to me about communication and connection, and how important is that in today's world where a lot of people are just relying on outsourcing to other countries and using AI? How important is that still human connection?
You know, Bill Gates said many years ago, in a high-tech world, you would need high touch. And I believe this, if I can't outsell AI, I need to get out of business. I think people are sourcing too much of the most important aspect of their business out. And so let's talk about communication. We are very much advocates of the DISC model of human behavior. I believe communication is the foundation of all business and all sales. I think people need to at least four times a year enter into some type of training or coaching about how to be better communicators. And 80% of great communication is listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're so right. I work with a lot of CEOs, a lot of executives, and communication is the one thing that people want. It is what allows a person to be an inspiring human. And when you think about it, where you live, people are going to live. They want to live around good people. You want to work around good people. People will stay at a company because they have a good friend. You don't become a good friend or have a good business if you don't have good leaders who can communicate and good managers who can communicate. So you just mentioned the DISC, which is a human behavior assessment tool. I have used that before and I have found that so helpful. How are you using DISC? First of all, if you could explain what the assessment tool is, why would someone want it? Why is it important for people to understand it and how they can get it?
Okay. First, let's change the word personality to behavior
mm-hmm.
because behavior never lies.
Mm-hmm.
And so we very much trained on human behavior and being able to read the other person's behavior style in the now moment. The problem with taking an assessment, they're all good tools. However, people take an assessment when there's no stress on a Sunday afternoon when they're drinking iced tea, and then they go to work on Monday and they're different people.
Mm.
Because under stress and in different circumstances, you are a different behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to learn behavior models. For example, in the quick synopsis, people tend to process information either quickly or slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that doesn't make them smart or stupid. That just means that's the way they process.
Mm-hmm.
People are either more task-driven or people-driven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at those four things, you could go, oh, they're all, well, actually, there's 63 blends of human behavior. And so in our training, every bit of our training, we will spend quite a bit of time understanding human behavior, understanding how people process, and how to communicate better so there's no confusion and the other person can make a qualified decision.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I mean, you think about it, people in general population should know how to do that, assess people's behavior, and really also to assess if they're an introvert, an extrovert, if they like to answer questions, or it's just if you think about like a typical engineer who may not necessarily be interested in all of the social things or in emotional conversation, if you start talking about things or fixing things or whatever, like you've got to be able to read the room. So how has the DISC profile impacted some of the companies that you've worked with to help them understand how each other communicates? Tell me some stories.
Well, let's talk about what you talked about in the beginning of this segment, which was AI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's happening is people are treating people with one assessment, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go into a company or we do our boot camp, we're spending time helping people first to understand themselves. Most people want to understand other people, and they don't even understand themselves.
That's good, yeah.
Okay? It's like people will say all the time, well, Joe, how do you deal with that person? I said, well, what is your communication style? Well, I don't know. Well, how can you read another communication style if you can't read yourself? So we break it down into tactical skills, and then when we get into listening, which is a lost art, and we teach people what the distractions are based on behavior style. So I'll give you an example. The very fast-paced, people-oriented person, the outgoing, the one that tells jokes and everybody loves when they walk into a room, they tend to process information audibly, which means they talk out loud when they're thinking. Whereas a task-oriented person processes inwardly and doesn't talk. So what happens is if you have this outgoing, fast-paced person who's audibly processing, they may say something like, absolutely, I can definitely see we're moving on with this project. And the task-oriented person locks it down, tells their sales manager, well, we got one. No, you don't have anything. That person was just processing.
Right.
Okay. And so there's so many ways that conversations can go poorly.
Yeah.
It's amazing anybody understands anything. And now people are throwing AI into it.
Right.
And AI is a machine. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a machine. It's a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are actually turning decisions over to computers.
Yeah.
Whereas I was on the phone yesterday with a potential client, and the guy goes, I'm ready to move forward with you based on one thing. He said, and I said, what? He said, your follow-up is unbelievable. He said,
yeah.
And you know exactly how to answer my questions. And, and I said, well, this is what I do for a living.
Yeah.
I solve people problems.
Right. Yeah. That's.
And so I think we've got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't just try to fit in because everybody is going high tech. And I'm not saying there's no there is definitely room in places for technology.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. But when it comes to people,
people
buy from people.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Now, when you misread behavior, because you were talking about that a few minutes ago, can that cost people sales, promotions, opportunities? And then also the understanding each other in your office. And we were talking a little while ago. I know that personality traits are or behaviors are different between sales and like the technology people. So does the DISC profile come in and help? And can it help a person with promotion, sales, and really their whole life if they have if they can understand the different personality types or behaviors?
You will increase closing ratio 50% from where you are right now just by becoming an expert in human behavior.
Mm.
Without any technique, without improving your product, just by learning how to communicate your value to a potential client. But let's just talk about inner office things, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
50% of management time is handling conflict internally.
Mm-hmm.
Turnover is unbelievable because people in office, it happens in your home.
Mm-hmm.
So I treat the janitor like I treat the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a professional when it comes to human behavior,
mm-hmm.
you're always treating people the right way based on how they want to be spoken to and listened to.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's so good. I know that when you are, when you're dealing with a left brain person, you know, there's tasks and getting them to start talking about what they like. I've worked with a lot of people, either in the sales arena or if they're going on, getting their resume out, they're going on interviews and things like that, to research who they're going to be interviewing with beforehand and to create a script beforehand of knowing what kind of questions or how to talk to that person. And it's different. You can go on LinkedIn and almost assess a personality by who they follow and if they're using exclamation marks and if they're very encouraging. I had one of my clients who was going on an interview and I said, all right, let's see who you're interviewing with. Oh, this one. Oh, look, she's like so encouraging. So ask her, she was the director of nursing. Ask her, how is your team doing? They seem so vivacious. You seem really close to them. And we nailed it. And there is a process on LinkedIn that connects, that actually does the DISC profile and can identify anybody's personality based on their profile. And so it's a real advantage to be able to do that if you're working on LinkedIn and making sales, or if you want to look somebody up to identify. And then how can somebody else, is DISC profile available on your website where they can get it?
It is. It is. And let me just share this, and this is just Joe Peachy's opinion. Before I take an assessment,
mm-hmm.
I would recommend a person get some training first. And let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Many times a person takes an assessment or sees someone else's assessment, and they respond that way. And I can tell you that every time I get on the phone or every time I interact with someone, I am reading their behavior right now.
Mm.
When COVID hit, there was a mass change in people's behavior style.
Oh, wow.
Some of them didn't come back from that.
Yeah.
Under stress.
Mm-hmm.
People go to a different behavior style.
My goodness.
During our sales training, we teach people how to sell to the different behavior styles, but mm-hmm. the first person we have to assess is ourselves.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to make our adapters, so to speak, we have to know from what corner we're coming from.
Ooh, yeah, so the training. So
this is not psychobabble.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay? This is real skills. You know, when it comes to sales, the biggest misconception is there's a certain personality that sells better than others. That's not true.
Oh, no. No.
Anyone can learn to sell if they want to, but sales is a combination of strategy, process, messaging, and skill.
I love it. Well, we are talking to Joe Peachy, and we're getting you guys warmed up. We're going to talk next about how to get on the phone and make it happen. And we want to encourage you guys. You can make your choice today to change your life, to make your business better, to start a business, and to reinvent. We're so excited to be talking to the number one sales trainer in the world, Joe Peachy. Stay with us as you listen to our amazing sponsors, and we'll be right back in a few minutes.
Your greatest impact is still ahead. Welcome back to the Mary Gardner Show. Here's Mary.
Hey, everybody. It's Mary Gardner. Thank you for rejoining. I hope you enjoyed all our fun sponsors. And we've been talking with the number one sales trainer in the world, Joe Peachy. And I just want to encourage you guys that I know that sales sometimes and running a business sounds overwhelming, and it can be. There are days as an entrepreneur that are really hard. But if you have a dream inside your life and something that you've never done yet, the time is now. Resources are available everywhere you go. And Joe is somebody that can absolutely help you with that. And as a matter of fact, he has just shared with me that he has a free webinar he'd like to share with everybody. And it's about the 8 non-negotiables of sales. Joe, clue us in. What is this webinar that you're sharing with the audience today?
Okay, I'm going to tell you how you can get it. It's free, and it's 8 non-negotiables of sales success. And I promise you, if you watch the webinar, and if you follow that webinar for 90 days, you will double your income.
Wow.
So here's how you get it.
Wait. You will what?
Double your income.
Okay, this is huge.
Days.
You're going to double your income in 90 days, you guys. This is huge. Joe, do you have, before you give us how you get it, do you have a story of somebody that did that?
Oh, absolutely. I have lots of stories. I just spoke at the International Conference for Global Gurus. This is an international research firm that recognizes the top 30 people in 30 different categories of training, speaking, coaching, consulting, and I represented sales. And there was a lady there that had been with a major corporation for 25 years in leadership and executive coaching, and she decided to go out on her own, and she was making some money, but she wasn't making a full-time income. She was fortunate her husband was making boatloads. She didn't have to, but she wanted to. She came up to me at the end, and she said, I want to work with you, you know, and she came to our training. She came to our 3-day sales boot camp and our 3-day business speaking training and coaching, and she implemented these 8 non-negotiables, and she made, in her first week after the boot camp, $12,000 net.
Wow.
Net.
Wow.
Okay? She had not made $12,000 net in her consulting firm in 6 months.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Wow, that's incredible. So this is great. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Joe Peachy, who's the top sales trainer, and he has a boot camp that we're going to hear about in a minute, but also he's giving away a webinar, which is so exciting, and it is the 8 non-negotiables of sales. All right, so tell us how to get the webinar, Joe.
Here's how you get it. Take out your cell phone, go into your text message.
Okay.
And write the word sales edge. One word.
Sales
SALESEDGE. Sales edge.
Sales edge.
Right.
Okay.
One word.
Okay.
And text it to 59925. Mm-hmm. 59925. A PC&PC link will come up. Hit the link. It'll take you to a splash page. Once you hit that splash page, you'll just give it an email. That's all you'll give it. That will be sent to you, and you could watch it anytime, okay?
I love that.
Implement it, and it will explode your business.
Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting. All right. So if you missed that, it is that you text the word, the message, sales edge to 599. And if you miss that and forget it and you're driving and you don't have a pen, just go to marygardner.com and we'll have it there under the Mary Gardner Show. And that is so generous. I'm so excited about that. And this is for anybody that's running a business. And I'm supposing that if somebody has a business, they can let their sales team listen to it. Is that correct?
Absolutely. They can watch it. It's actually on video.
Oh, great. Okay.
You can put your whole sales team in a boardroom and get a free 45-minute training.
And sometimes it takes something like this to get people really excited. And in the sales arena, when you've got a business, people love competition. So, you know, if I think would be kind of cool is if a sales trainer or sales manager were using your webinar, that they would have a sales contest and after 90 days to see who's going to make the most money out of Joe Peachy's training. And then, of course, they have to bring you in as a trainer. And then, of course,
or they can just call me for a complimentary cup of Joe.
Oh, any, cup
anybody.
Of Joe.
Complimentary cup of Joe.
I love it.
947-2590. I won't sell you. I'll answer your question.
Oh, that is it. Give the number again.
407-947-2590.
Okay, that's good. We got that. We're going to have to put that on our website as well. All right, so I want to talk to something that you are known for in your boot camps, which you work with sales teams, and you also work with speakers and consultants who are trying to book themselves and make money. And as you said at the top of the show, a lot of people who are in that profession, and there's so many people that want to be a coach, they want to be a speaker. They see how glamorous it looks on stage, motivating and inspiring, but they have no idea how to run a business behind the scenes. So I want to hear about your boot camps, and then I want to hear about the phone calls that you make everybody do. I think that sounds
absolutely
just amazing. Yeah.
All right. We have two boot camps. The first boot camp is the one I told you about that's ranked number one in the world. It's our sales boot camp, and it's a full 3 days. Day two is the key, because that's where we really get into your value proposition, your target market, 17 ways to generate leads, how to do a meeting, you know, all the scripting. But then on day three, we make outbound calls. In our last one that just happened last October, we only allowed 24 people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We made close to 500 calls. We had a 76% conversion to appointment.
Wow.
Got through 96% of the gatekeepers, got 47 same-day return calls. And some of those meetings, those calls actually go to a formal meeting.
Wow.
And we close $300,000 worth of business.
Oh, my gosh.
So how does that happen? It happens because we have a complete process.
Mm-hmm.
So we take people through a process of what to say, how to say it, to who to say it, and when to say it.
Mm.
That's our sales boot camp. Then we have a 3-day boot camp on the business speaking, training, coaching, and consulting,
mm-hmm.
where 90% of it is behind the stage,
yeah.
before the stage,
mm-hmm.
before the training room.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get booked?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have the right messaging? How do you create multiple streams of income in mm-hmm. that industry?
Yeah. Yeah, that's really, I mean, everybody should have that. And I've had through the years so many people come to me and want to know, and I'm a former celebrity lecture agent. So for me, it wasn't hard to pick up the phone and to call people and meeting planners and get things done. But I know that you're doing this and you're having accountability. It seems so simple, but why is taking action the hardest part for people? Like, you're getting them to do stuff they wouldn't do on their own.
I think the biggest reason why people have an aversion for the phone or sales, because they don't understand it. Because somewhere in their life, someone told them, you have to have the gift of selling. You have to love to sell. No, actually, what you have to have is the skills and the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know how to do something, you're more apt to do it. And so we're not trained to be in sales. No one is.
Yeah.
Until they're trained. And I would say that 99% of the companies I go into or individuals I work with have never had formal sales training.
Wow. That's really sad. That's and I'm wondering if before they do work with you, or why they're sitting there and they're not actually, and I hear that all the time, like, okay, I hired this team and they're not doing anything. But what do you say to somebody when you get down to it and talk to the team, as somebody who's paralyzed by fear or maybe perfection, maybe they have to feel like they're going to do it right and perfect the first time. How do you coach them through, let's just get you know, get going. How do you do that?
I think it's kind of like going down to the beach and the water is cold.
Yeah.
But you know you want to go in and you have to
take
wade
the plunge.
In slowly. So there's most people wade in slowly, and that's okay. So it's kind of like starting a car up in Michigan in February.
Yeah.
All right, the engine starts. But what happens is this. The misconception is that they're always going to hear no, but I'm going to give you a free coaching tip right now that's going to change everyone's perspective on the phone.
Okay.
You do not pick up the phone to book an appointment or to sell things. You get on the phone to qualify or disqualify the other person.
Okay.
So it's not rejection. I don't want to have a meeting with someone that does not want what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, with simple messaging, we both know whether or not a person wants to talk to us or doesn't want to talk to us, and we're polite. And if a person says no, we thank them, because 6 months from now, it can change.
Yeah.
It took
me
10 years to get Blue Cross.
Oh my!
It took me 10 years to the Coldwell Banker. I never threw them away.
Yeah.
I didn't hound them.
Yeah.
But I also
kept
always
in touch.
Followed up.
Yeah, the follow up is so key. It's so true. Well, we only have a couple of minutes left before our next break. But talk to me about discipline versus motivation. Is it more like, I remember going into, like, every single morning, I'm like, I got to make 50 calls. And I would just do those little tags, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, cross it out, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And those 2 minute calls or more where I got somebody on the phone were connection calls. And those are the ones that turn into sales. But how much is discipline a part of this? And how much is motivation? Rah, rah, I'm going to do this today.
Discipline is more important than motivation, because motivation follows your mood. Discipline follows your structure.
Yeah.
And so I believe in time blocking. And so you should have blocks of time to do the specific skills and strategies every day, no matter how you feel.
I love that. That is so strong. That's so great. I love the conversation that we're having. These are really nuts and bolts of a business. Without sales, cash is king, guys. And even if you're selling candles, or if you're selling advertisement, or if you're a financial planner or a coach or consultant, these skills are so valuable to you. And if you're running a business, maybe it's time for you to refresh your team, for them to have some sales training. And Joe would be just the perfect person to jump in. And the website there is Peachy and Peachy. Is that right? Peachyandpeachy.com?
Yeah, Peachy and Peachy. PICIANDPICI.com. And and anybody that's listening to the show that comes to our boot camp or enters into coaching with me or enters into corporate training, I'll knock $500 off if you just mention Mary.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing, you guys. $500 off. You could go shopping for that, have some fun, and you could take Joe for coffee. That would be super fun. All right, guys, we're talking sales. We're talking business. We're talking about reinventing your life and learning a true sales skill that really can go into any business and make you money and make you financially secure. So in a few minutes, we'll be back talking about your financial confidence and a stronger future. Stay with us.
Reach out to Mary Gardner at marygardner.com. Open doors, build a legacy. Welcome back to the Mary Gardner Show. Now let's get back into the studio. Here's Mary.
Hey, everybody. I have a question. Have you ever thought of yourself as a salesperson? Well, you know what? You are selling yourself every single day. If you're going to the grocery store and you're asking for help, you got to persuade people. So sales is one of those things that we're doing all the time. We just may not be doing it well. So today we're talking to Joe Peachy, who is the top sales trainer in the world, who does training and coaching for companies. He also does boot camps for sales teams and also to help speakers, coaches, and consultants build their business. And so, Joe, I know that right now there are so many people worried about their financial future. There's a lot of people that don't have the confidence that they're going to be making it. And I know that you are like the master trainer, coach. Tell me about How can people take the most control over their financial future, possibly using sales, starting a business, reinventing? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you, we're dealing with the worst economy I can remember. Mm-hmm. I've never seen so many people slow to pull the trigger. And the number one way you can compensate for a bad economy or a downtrend, the number one way you can really overcome your business going into a dip is by increasing outbound activity. For example, in the month of November, I got out 58 formal proposals.
Oh, wow.
We are sitting in the middle of December, and I've gotten close to 30. So why do you do that? Because in a down economy, or when you're starting a business, or even running a business, the more output you put into the game, the more likely you are to close enough business to pay your bills, put money aside, work with financial planners. Without cash flow, your business is going away.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's right. Cash flow, cash is king. That's absolutely right. And tell me, I know that sales is one of the top skills for business, and a lot of people that start in sales end up doing financially very well, making more, you know, some of the highest incomes if they go into sales. I think it's a great career, and there are all sorts of things. If you look around wherever you are, everything had to be sold somewhere. And so, Joe, tell me and tell the audience, why do skills beat circumstances?
Because there's no emotion in a skill.
Mm.
Circumstances, if you really look at the lifespan of a business, more bad things happen than good things. That's just the way business is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at sales, 80% of the people, the first time you call them, are just not ready.
Okay.
So if you live your life on circumstances, you will live a life of up and down, an emotional roller coaster.
Mm.
But if you utilize discipline, skills, ambition, focus, and consistency, you can knock some of the emotion out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Emotion, I was a football coach for 20 years before I got into business.
Oh, wow.
And one thing I always knew about coaching football and business was that emotion is dangerous.
Mm.
But structure and process will get you through a lot of bad times.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. Emotion is dangerous. And process. Okay, so, and then I have to say that as a salesperson myself, I do use emotion because I get very excited to talk to people. And so I'm emotionally connected to the people and I become emotionally connected to my clients. Is that okay, using your emotion when you're actually dealing with people?
Look, you are a dynamic human being. And the one thing about you is you bounce well, even though you're emotional. Not all emotional people bounce well.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I would say don't fall in love with a prospect, fall in love with a client.
Mm.
Because prospect,
mm-hmm.
In other words, don't want for a prospect more than what they want for themselves.
Oh, that is
don't
genius.
Don't get emotionally involved in their problem.
Mm.
Once they become your client, the definition of client means under your protection.
Okay.
It's okay to get involved with clients.
Right.
But prospects, they're going to come and go, and you've got to be very careful of your emotional attachment.
Oh, Joe, that is brilliant. That is so brilliant because for years, it's like I can as a coach, when I'm somebody helping somebody with their thought leadership platform, and I can see things. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so easy. And for me, it's hard not to give them the information because I'm a consultant. I get paid for my information and I get paid for my blink factor because I can see things so quickly. And so I love everybody. So I love that, not to get too far down. down the road with a prospect, because you can't save somebody if they don't want to save themselves. You can't fix somebody if they don't want to fix themselves. And so all of us have people like that in our life. And those of us who have bleeding hearts, you know, that is like the best advice that I think I've heard all day. That's amazing. So those skills of sales, those are the little nuances that can also make you a ton of money. Now, how long does it take for someone to really turn things around? I love the story that you said about the lady who did your webinar, which, again, you're giving away a free webinar, which will be available on my website, marygardner.com, which is the eight non-negotiables of sales. But how long does it really take for someone to turn around if they really commit to their life and they're like, that's it, I'm doing it? How long does it take for somebody to really turn things around?
It doesn't take long at all in sales, okay? Sales is the easiest quantifiable thing you can have. That's why in our training, sales training, I will not take a training contract in sales that we weren't making real calls, because I can turn a company or an individual around in that day, right now.
Wow.
This is not talking about leadership training. We're not talking about motivation. We're talking about practical skills that pay right now.
Right.
Okay? And so if I work with someone, they're going to turn it right now, immediately, because we're going to do the very thing they need to be doing.
Yep.
Now, when they go home, now discipline has to kick in.
Mm.
Now that ambition has to kick in.
Yeah.
Okay? But I can take a company right this moment, go in, and during the training, we can change the culture, because we're going to pick up that phone, we're going to book appointments, we're going to close business, we're going to get proposals out. I have nothing but whiteboards in my office.
Mm.
And one of my whiteboards is leads, another whiteboard is sales meetings, another whiteboard is numbers of proposals. That's the key.
Wow.
It sits right across my desk. I look at it every day. That's accountability.
Wow.
As soon as a contract closes and I get 50% non-refundable, I circle it. Now I know all my business.
Mm-hmm.
So sales turns a company immediately.
Wow. And that is so inspiring, that somebody can actually turn around their life quickly. And there's so many companies that are looking for people who are hungry to make sales, like insurance and financial planning. Some of those, you have to get some degrees and certifications, but not all of them even take a college degree. And sales is such a great, great thing. I think if somebody has a passion for cars or passion for trees and lawn maintenance and whatever, going into the sales, which is even like a server when you're at a restaurant or things like that, you're doing customer service. You are touching the customer, and you're the caveat. You are the connector between the company and the customer. And it's such a very important skill. So if somebody's good with people, don't you think that, I mean, this is like the best career for anybody, I think. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think if you hate people, I don't think you need to get in sales.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I was speaking for Aflac, and I was doing their national kickoff or whatever it was, and I was in the lobby getting ready to walk into the room, and there was a young man, and everybody was inside, and there was a young man who's standing in the hallway, and I go, hey, are you supposed to be inside? He goes, well, yeah, and I go, why aren't you? He goes, I don't like people. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. Did anybody tell you that your business was people, and that you were going to have to generate leads, and you were going to have to sit down with people to sell? And he goes, well, I don't want to do that. I said, well, maybe you should tell the people you signed up with that this is not for you.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, no. Yeah, that doesn't sound.
We're not robots.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, people. You know, when you're selling to a company, you're still selling to a person.
You're selling to a person. That's exactly right. And getting to know those gatekeepers who are answering the phone. And I remember, you know, so many times, oh, hey, Shirley, it's Mary. How you doing? How's your day going? Oh, great, great, great. All right. Well, I'm going to leave a message for, you know, XYZ. So having an ability to have small talk and to be able to connect with people, those are things that I have found really helpful. Joe, I'm so excited that we are hosting you and have hosted you today. I want to remind people that Joe is giving away a free webinar. It's 8 non-negotiables of sales. And if you just text to the number 59925, the word, the message, Sales Edge, you'll be able to get a webinar. And it's fantastic, Joe. Thank you so much. We're going to, in just a moment, I want to close out and say thank you, Joe, for being with me today. You have been an amazing contributor today. Thank you so much for being with us. Before we close, I've got one more thing. Joe, thank you.
Thank you.
It's been awesome. All right, guys, we're going to have the section of You Rock.
You rock. You rock. You rock. You rock. You rock.
All right, guys. What a beautiful time with Joe Peachy today. I hope you guys got some really great messaging today. But I want to leave you with this today, that you have already accomplished more than you give yourself credit for. You have survived. You've learned. You have adapted. And if you are listening to this show, you are not done. You are not behind. You are not broken. You are not out of time. All it takes is one decision, one new skill, one new way of thinking. And today we talked about sales, not as pressure, but as confidence, communication, and clarity. A few tweaks, a little discipline, a recommitment to your goals. And that is how momentum starts. So if no one has told you lately, I want to be the person to tell you that you rock. You rock. And you have more control over your life, your business, your financial future than you think. You can restart, you can reset, and you can relaunch. And you can build a future that feels strong, hopeful, and abundant. I'm Mary Gardner, and I look forward to seeing you next time. God bless.